Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Hey friends, welcome back to the Copy Dates podcast. I am super excited about today's episode because this is a topic that I've wanted to talk about for quite some time. It's something that comes up a lot, something that I see very often. I'm not going to call it a mistake, but it is a hiccup, let's say, that I see with sales pages very often. And it's quite an easy fix. And once you can learn this and once you can ingrain it in your copywriting process, I promise that it's going to make you a stronger copywriter, a better storyteller, a better salesperson, and just a stronger and more skilled business owner overall. So let me give you a little bit of context coming into this and why I saw the need to talk about this on the podcast. I offer a mini service in my business called Copy SOS. It's essentially a copy audit. Basically, what will happen is, you know, somebody has already written their sales page. Maybe they've even launched with it before and they didn't quite see the conversions that they wanted. Maybe they're relaunching this offer and they've changed it up a little bit and they're pivoting in their messaging because they want to be attracting a different type of client. Or sometimes they're just about to launch even for the first time and they really just want a second set of eyes and a professional set of eyes on their copy. So basically what happens is I will ask you a few questions, I sit down with the copy, I look it over, and I make suggestions. The suggestions are based on the changes that I would make if I was your copywriter and I was rewriting this sales page for you. And it's not just sales pages, it's also emails and website copy and whatever, basically any kind of copy I will look at. But most commonly, it is a sales page. And I notice, after several years of doing these copy SOSs, that one of the most common pieces of feedback that I end up giving my clients isn't actually about the messaging of their offer. It's not about the copy really at all. It all has to do with the structure of their sales page. And I think this isn't something that gets talked about a lot because I think when we think about the structure of a sales page, we're more inclined to immediately think about design, but that's not necessarily true, right? A logical and a strategic approach to writing a really compelling sales page or developing a really compelling sales page is to start with your message, then move on to the copy, and then move on to the design. And that means that the structure really needs to come in that message part, right? And then it also needs to be woven in with the copy. That's why all of the copy templates in the Copy Template Shop are presented in a certain way. It's why we have different sales page templates for the different offers that you might be selling, because the structure needs to be a little bit different depending on what you're selling and who you are selling to. And so structure is so important, but it is often left out of the copywriting story and, you know, what we learn about copywriting. And so what I want you to know, and this is one of the most impactful skills that you can learn as a storyteller, as a copywriter, and as a salesperson in your business is that your copy needs to tell a narrative. It all comes back to narrative. I want you to think about, you know, all of the books that you've enjoyed reading over the years. I'm hoping if you listen to this podcast that you're a reader, because readers are my people. I'm a huge bookworm. So I'm hoping that you are also a reader. And if you really think about those books that draw you in, even if you're not a reader, okay, think about the TV shows that draw you in. There's usually a very, very clear narrative right from the start. We get drawn in and we get brought along this kind of story. And it's a story that makes us want to keep turning the pages, keep binging those Netflix episodes, and it keeps us coming back for more. And the way that's achieved is that everything is connected, everything has a purpose, and everything makes sense when it's all bundled up together. There's no interruptions. There's no, you know, heavy starts and stops. There's nothing surprising. Don't get me wrong. A narrative can have twists and turns and surprises and shocking information, right? But it all makes sense. It flows. Otherwise, we're going to get in there and, you know, if we start every episode and we're like, who are these characters and what's going on? You need to treat your copy the exact same way. You need to treat your copy like a great TV series that hooks you in, or like a great book that keeps you turning page after page after page, because your sales page is a story and it is a conversation, right? One of the biggest impacts that powerful copy can have on your business is that it just completely erases your need to constantly have the same conversations over and over again. If you have a great sales page for your service or for your course, then all of a sudden you're not getting all of these DMs asking you the same questions over and over again. You know, you're not necessarily having to get on sales calls. That is I work with so many introverted and busy entrepreneurs who hate doing sales calls. And when I realize that that's a priority for them, then we really leverage the power of copy to work for them. Because if you have copy that answers all of those questions, then all of a sudden, maybe the reader doesn't think that they need to get on a call with you, right? And when we're keeping that in mind, it means that the copy that we are using to sell needs to replace that sales call, right? Which means your sales page needs to be approached and needs to have that same story and that same narrative and that same flow that you would bring to a sales call. If you were actually having a conversation with a potential client, that conversation is going to be different at the beginning versus the middle versus the end, right? In the beginning of a call, you are really getting to know your client or your potential client. You're listening to all of the problems that they are facing, and you are reiterating it back to them, right? To make them feel validated. You are listening to the results that they want and the transformation that they're trying to achieve. You are getting to know them on a deeper level and understanding that perspective and connecting with them in that way and building rapport. The middle of that conversation is probably where you are taking over the conversation a little bit. You are presenting, you know, what it is that you can do and how you can help them. You are answering any lingering questions that they may have. And then the end part of that call is usually to, you know, make sure that the person you're talking to has all of the information that they need to make an informed decision. You're talking them through whether or not this is going to be a good fit for them and answering any hesitations they may have there. And then you're going to ask for the sale, right? And you're going to close that call by having a very clear call to action and setting expectations on things like when you're going to follow up or how they can reserve their spot to work with you. Are you getting ready to launch your next incredible offer, but feeling a tad overwhelmed by the sheer amount of copy you need to write to get things off the ground? Outsourcing to a copywriter isn't your only option. You can actually become your own best copywriter and knock out all of that copy in way less time with the help of the Copy Template Shop. From our launch messaging journal to sales emails templates, not to mention sales pages for virtually every kind of offer, the Copy Template Shop has all the templates you need to whip up high converting, connection driven copy for your next launch in record time. Head to copytemplateshop.com and check out the sales copy category for all of your launch copy needs. That's copytemplateshop.com. And your sales page needs to be treated the same, okay? It needs to have a clear beginning, middle, and end. And it needs to work with your reader as they're going through that buyer journey and making that decision as they read, right? The sections of your sales page and the order that they're presented in, they really matter. Because when you think about it, the key role of your sales page is simply to give a potential buyer all of the information that they need to make an informed decision. And so the order that you present that information in matters, right? And there shouldn't be huge gaps and there shouldn't be huge leaps, right? One section should naturally lead into the other. It's really important to think about the mindset that somebody has as they're approaching your offer and as they're thinking about whether or not to invest in it, right? Think about their initial questions and their initial concerns and how you can soothe them. And then once they have a pretty good idea that you understand them, they're going to ask things like, okay, but how are you actually going to deliver the results that I'm looking for? And how can I trust you? And then they're going to want to know, you know, how much it is. And what if I decide that I don't want to pay that? Can I get my money back? They're going to have other objections and hesitations. They're going to want to get to know who you are. And all of that information needs to be presented to them in the same kind of narrative as those questions are coming through their brains. And some of it's obvious, right? We would never put an FAQ section at the top of your sales page, at the very tip top. It just doesn't make sense because people don't tend to have a lot of questions when they're just getting to know things. You wouldn't hop on a sales call and just immediately ask the person, hey, what questions do you have about working with me? You wouldn't do it. So, of course, you wouldn't put an FAQ section at the top of your sales page. We kind of know that already, right? But also, don't just, you know, pop your bio in somewhere random on the page just because you've seen someone else do it. You want to leverage that strategically. You know, you want to be introducing yourself and introducing your authority in a place on the sales page where it makes sense for someone to be questioning your authority, right? The same way that you wouldn't wait until the very end of your sales call to introduce yourself. It wouldn't make sense. You really want to be thinking about, okay, at one point does someone reading this sales page want to know who I am and why I should be trusted to teach them what I'm going to teach them? You don't necessarily want to have your very, very best social proof right at the top of your page where it's likely to get looked over in favor of other more important information at that time, right? And this does depend on your offer. I do recommend it for slow funnels or low ticket offers where you are driving a lot of cold traffic to the page. You might want to hit them with social proof a little bit earlier, which again is why the low ticket offer sales page template is structured the way that it is versus the one for courses or the one for memberships. You really, really need to, you know, think about what information your reader needs and when. And I would say the most common way that I see this show up is that the narrative jumps around the page, right? You don't want to have like two or three sections where you're addressing the problems and the pain points and then jump into introducing your offer and then go back to the pain points again. We've already talked about that. We've already hashed it out, right? You don't want to be jumping back and forth. You're going to make your reader dizzy and it's not going to make sense. So it's really important. I would argue that this needs to come in that kind of step in between your messaging and your copy, right? Like at the top of the episode, I said it needs to be messaging first, copy second, design third. Well, this is a consideration that needs to come into play in between the messaging and the actual copy. It's why when I am doing a VIP day, it's probably for websites as well. I haven't paid quite as much attention there. But if I'm doing a sales page, right, the first thing that I've done is I've gotten all my messaging fundamentals because I've collected the information from the client. And then we've done a strategy session and I've been noodling over it for about 24 hours at that point. I've been thinking about all of the messaging and getting clear on that. But when I actually sit down to write, I don't start writing the copy right away. I outline the structure and the flow of the page. That is when I think about, okay, what narrative do I need to tell here? How am I going to guide somebody along the buyer journey that they are going on? How do I make sure they have all the information that they need when they actually need it to make an informed decision? And I'd really encourage you to get into the habit of that as well. Build the narrative first and fill in the gaps with the copy later. And one of the easiest ways to make sure that you are actually doing this is to take a look at your headlines, right? Maybe you do this before you start writing. Maybe you do it after the whole sales page has been drafted. But I want you to go over your copy and just read the headlines. Nothing else, literally nothing else. If I only read the headlines on your sales page, would the story make sense? Would the narrative make sense to me, right? You almost want to think about your headlines as chapter titles, right? Does it progress? Does it progress along with the story? Does it make sense to me? Does it give me the information that I need when I need it? Do they feel like they're in the right order? And most importantly, can I get a sense of the most important things you have to say and the most key ingredients of your messaging just by reading your headlines? That's a great way to do a gut check on this to make sure that you are actually telling a compelling narrative, right? And if it comes down to it, read your sales page top to bottom. Read it out loud. I've probably said this so many times on the podcast before because it is one of the most effective ways to check your copy and whether or not it's going to make sense to another reader is to actually read your copy out loud and see if it flows. See if there's anything that makes you stumble. See if there's anything that really interrupts that flow in your brain. So I hope that this was helpful for you today. Remember, it all comes down to story and it all comes down to treating your sales copy like a conversation. It's so, so, so incredibly important. If you were using and leveraging your sales copy to replace conversations in your business, then you need to make sure you're actually treating it like a conversation. Thanks so much for tuning in. I will see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.